This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Gimel presented a list of earthenware utensils that are not subject to Tumah. Our Mishnah presents a list of tweaked versions of the utensils listed in Mishnah Gimel that are subject to Tumah. The Mishnah says, Hatimein Shebeklei Cheres. Earthenware utensils that are subject to Tumah would include the following. If we have a Tavla Sheyesh LaLizbeis, an earthenware tray that has a rim around it, or a complete kol shovel, you have this shovel with a rim going around all four sides. Since these two are physically built as containers and they're meant to be used that way, they're meant to contain something, they are subject to Tumah. The Mishnah now discusses v'tavla shehi malea ka'aros, a kind of tray with bowls built into it. The Mishnah rules, if nidmes achas mehem b'sheretz, one of the bowls became tummy from some tumah source, let's say a dead sheretz. Lo nidmu kula. Other bowls do not, as a result, become tummy. Even though all of these bowls are attached to the tray, because each of the bowls are considered separate and distinct from each other. For each is used independently. We don't say that since they're all attached to a tray, they're all one, it's all one thing, all the bowls are connected to each other. No. And so if one bowl becomes tummy, the other bowls do not. However, the Mishnah says, "Im yesh la lizbeis odev," if the tray has a rim going around it that's taller than the sides of the bowls, we then consider the entire kli as one. It's all one thing, and therefore nitma achas mehem nitmu kulon. Any one of the bowls becomes tame. From let's say sheretz, then all of the bowls become tame. The Mishnah says, "V'chein," and similarly regarding beis tavlin shelcheres, an earthenware spice box with multiple compartments to hold the different spices. And the kamarim hamisuamos, or the scribe's sectional box, essentially a desk organizer. You have basically a block, and it has different cavities from the top, square openings, one for his ink, another for his quills, etc. The same rules apply in these cases. But again, if there's no rim, then we view the individual compartments as separate and distinct from each other. And so, if a sheretz falls into one of them, the other compartments remain tahar. But if there's a rim, then everything fuses together. We no longer view the compartments as separate and distinct. And thus, if a sheretz falls in one, all of them become tame. The Mishnah discusses a similar kind of case, and it is regarding ubeis tavlin shel eitz shenitma echad b'mashke. So let's say we had not an earthenware spice container, but a wooden spice container. So once again, you have this essentially block, it's not made of wood, and from the top, you have sections to place your different spices in. And we start with a case where there's no rim that would join the compartments. The Mishnah discusses where a tummy liquid, some liquid, let's say, touches sheretz, was inside of one of the compartments. As we discussed in Mishnah Gimel, there's a special rabbinic decree when it comes to tummy liquids. The Rabbanan said, even though they're technically only a Rishon Latuma, yet we treat them like an Avatuma, they're able to contaminate utensils. However, the Rabbanan placed a limitation on this and said that if a tummy liquid touches the exterior of some keli, only that exterior becomes tummy. Thus, the Mishnah rules. If we have a wooden spice container and there's no rim joining the compartments, and a tummy liquid went into one of the compartments, lo nitma chavero, its neighboring compartment would not become tummy, because the tummy liquid, it merely touches what you could argue is the outside of the neighboring compartment. That is the wall it shares with the neighboring compartment. And once again, the halacha is that when the Ramban said that a tummy liquid can be mitama a keli, if it touches that utensil from the outside, it doesn't affect the inside of that keli. Hence, okay, fine, the entire compartment the tummy liquid is in, including the entire thickness of all of the walls it shares with the neighboring compartments, yes, all of that is tameh, but the tumah doesn't continue to within any of the neighboring compartments. Because again, since there's no rim going around this spice box, the compartments are each considered a separate kalim unto themselves. But again, according to this first opinion, the Rabbanan, the tumah does extend to the entire thickness of the walls of the compartment that the tummy liquid is in. For this, there's a dispute. There's a different opinion of Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. He says, no, cholken es avyo. We divide the thickness of the walls in half and say, hamishamish letame tame, the thickness closer to the compartment that has the tummy liquid, that becomes tummy. But hamishamish letahar tahar. The other half of the wall that's closer to the neighboring compartments remains tahar. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says that the Rabbanim were lenient in this situation and said that the tumah only affects the thickness of the wall that faces the compartment that the tummy liquid is in. But the halacha is in accordance with the first opinion of the Rabbanan. The Mishnah concludes with the unanimous ruling, and that is that this whole discussion was where there's no rim going around the spice box. If there is a rim, well, then a very different halacha applies, that nitma echa mehem nitma chavero. If a tummy liquid goes in any one of the compartments, certainly the neighboring ones will become tummy as well. All of the compartments of the spice box will become tummy in that case, because based on the surrounding rim, the whole thing is considered one, it's all one keli. And therefore, when a tummy liquid goes inside any of the compartments, it's considered to have entered the entire keli, therefore the whole thing would become tummy.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.